Hare Krishna. A lot is happening when nothing seems to be happening. Often, people ask, so what's happening? When people meet each other, they ask, what's happening? So, usually we think of happenings in terms of external events, in terms of who spoke or what who did, or what was the result of what who spoke or what who did. But that is actually only an external aspect. More important than such, especially in terms of our spiritual growth, more important than the outer happenings are the inner happenings. Inner happenings means that when we focus on the principle of purity, when we focus on removing impure desires and cultivating pure desires, then a lot is happening. And this is a conscious, effortful cultivation. And often this cultivation requires not external inaction, but spiritualized outer and inner action. So some people think that to become spiritual, you just have to give up all action. And people who are just inactive, maybe doing a mauna vrata, not talking with anyone or not doing anything, often such people are considered to be spiritually advanced or something like that. But actually, it's not necessarily, it's not the case. Far from it. Actually, such is the misconception about what spiritual means. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Karmendriyani Sanyamya Yasate Manasasmaran Indriyarthan Vimodhatma Ithyachara Samuchyate. Krishna says that even when one is not doing anything externally, Karmendriyani Sanyamya, that one is restraining the senses of action externally, Yasate Manasasmaran. But internally one is contemplating. Indriyarthan Vimudhatma. One is contemplating internally on the sense objects. Vimudhatma. Which a person is a fool. And Mithyachara Sauchit. He is not only a fool, but is also a hypocrite. He is also a pretender. Very strong words. And prior to this, Krishna states that actually, Nahi kaschit kshanamati yatu tishtritya karma krit karyate yavashak karma sarva prakati jair gunai. That actually, Nahi kaschanamati, that even when we are that we cannot be inactive for even one moment, because the modes will pull us towards action. And prior to that, Krishna also says that Nahi sanyasa sankalpo, that Krishna says actually that that it is not that by na karmanam anarambha nishkarmyam purushoshnute vicha sanyasana deva siddhin samadhi gacchati. It is not that just by giving up action one becomes free from reaction, and it is not that by not just by renunciation does one attain perfection. So what happens is one may give up, externally one may give up action, but still internally there may be impure contemplation. And even if one is able to check and one doesn't let that impure contemplation lead to impure action, still that impure contemplation is a contamination. And that contamination will have its effect of distracting one's focus from spiritual growth. And in that way, one will not attain a spiritual advancement. So one should not think that because nothing is happening externally, that means there is no entanglement. Rather, there might be a lot happening internally in terms of thoughts and desires which are entangling, being present and being indulged in internally, which will eventually lead to entanglement. So rather than focusing on external inaction, Bhagavad Gita encourages us that we are actually souls who are by our spiritual nature active, and we are in material bodies which are also habituated to action. Therefore, if we focus on action, and then we can move onwards towards Krishna steadily and attain Krishna. So, we can become by internally remembering Krishna and by complementing that internal remembrance with outer service, we can stay connected with the All Pure Supreme and thus become purified and eventually liberated. Thank you. Hare Krishna.